we'll start with centering, feeling again your body. Your heart space. And your state of mind. Forgetting all the talking. Nothing to do. Just settling in the middle. Grounded. Through the contact points. And then letting yourself be cradled by the rhythm of your breath. Nothing to do. Just feeling how the inhale moves down while the body moves out. And how with the exhale, the physical body settles as the inner core rises up. Just directing attention to that physical impact of the breath on your body. Extending the invitation for the exhale to lengthen itself into its natural pause. And rest there, just waiting for the next inhale. If you would like to, you might use the mudra of using the forefinger on the root of your nose. And you can close your right nostril with the thumb. And you can close your left nostril with your ring finger if you are right-handed as we go into alternate nostril breathing. So breathing out into one side, into all directions of that side, feeling and exploring sensation that you might find. And then breathing in on the same side, just stay on one side for a little bit. So breathing out into all parts of one side, exploring sensation, feeling relaxation or contraction in that side, and then taking that sense of ease with you with the inhale. With the next inhale, shift from the feeling eyes of the heart to the other side and exhale there into that side and inhale on that side. So engaging in that rhythm of exhaling one side, inhaling that side, switching through the feeling eyes of the heart to the opposite. Exploring any sensations, sense of ease or contraction. And when you're ready, with the next inhale, you might feel the exhale moving up from the central channel as the body settles. And with the inhale, feeling it moving down the central channel as the body lifts and expands. And just do a few breaths in the central channel. Inhaling, moving down as the body lifts and expands. And exhaling, moving up as the body settles. And then if you'd like to experiment with that, do an exhale, inhale on one side, an exhale, inhale in the middle, and then an exhale, inhale on the other side for a couple of breaths, or whatever practice seems more easy, enticing to you. Then releasing your hand, just breathing in the central channel, with the inhale grounding down while filling, and with the exhale reaching up while settling. And at some point, you might want to just feel the more energetic life force prana inhaling down and exhaling up to the crown, central channel. If at any point any of this feels confusing, overwhelming, or distressing, just engage in being breathed in whatever way feels safe and comfortable to you. If you'd like to explore more, you might breathe in and out the two energy channels. So inhaling down and exhaling up one side, and then inhaling down and exhaling up the other side, right alongside the spine. So it's more of a visual, intuitive feeling of the life force moving down to the base of your spine with the inhale on one side, then up that side, and shifting your whole attention over to the other side. Again, discovering any obscurations, adhesions, contractions, just to clear the space or acknowledge what's there. And when you're ready, return to the central channel again, really being attuned to the vibration, the frequency of the energy as you're breathing out towards, up towards the crown, and breathing down with the inhale towards the base of the spine. You could just stay with that for the rest of the practice. But if you'd like to follow me with inhaling and exhaling out of the heart, where your inhalation comes into the center, the middle of your being, wherever that is, and then exhaling out from that center into all directions simultaneously, kind of like a wave. There is the possibility to balance out the inhale, exhale into equal counts of perhaps 6 and 6, or whatever is comfortable for you. That is actually like a sweet spot where the breath, the blood, the energy is really balanced. And from that heart center, might you exhale into the front of you on a horizontal plane, and then inhale into the center, and exhale into the back. a few times. Exhale into the front, inhale center, exhale back, inhale center. Like a horizontal line. And then exhaling to the left of you. Inhaling center, exhale to the right, inhaling center. Like a horizontal line. And then exhaling, inhaling in all directions and from all directions again, like a wave, moving in and out from the center and periphery of your body. If you're ready, you might open your eyes and look at your sacred object, or open up your eyes and imagine your sacred object. Breathing out into the sacred object, knowing and creating that object over there. And then closing your eyes with the inhale, and dissolving that object into the knower in your heart, and pause there, dissolving, integrating. So with each exhalation, open your eyes, seeing this object that you're creating with your perception, and then closing your eyes with the inhalation, dissolving it into your essence. As you're exhaling and maybe even pausing with the image or the object, contemplate. Is this object over there separate? Or is this consciousness too? And as you inhale, dissolving the image with your eyes closed, is that knower separate from the object or the image? Just contemplating. Then keeping your eyes closed and dropping from the seeing, thinking mind into the feeling heart as you continue the same practice of exhalation, creating the memory of the object. And with the inhalation, dissolving it back into the knower. And contemplate, is there really a difference now between the object that you're having in your memory and the knower who is perceiving the object? Or is there just knowing and perceiving? You, as the creator of your world, the petals unfolding from the center. Rest there for a couple more moments before we come back in this awaring being presence. No difference between outer and inner, known and knower. Just knowing and perceiving.